Boy, of the Decemberists.
Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow.
By multiple requests.
Me and my arrow.
Harry Nilsson.
Taking the high road. Wherever when I wake up, she may be gone, I don't know. And if we make up just to break up, I'll carry on. Oh yes, I will.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA, FM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find a link to our player, as well as audio players from TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streba, Radio Garden, and our Listen by Phone service at 631-359-8728. Good morning to Bill from Luciusboro. Bill, good to have you tuned in. He had a couple of guesses on our high clue as well, including a balance or scale. The Sound Hound is making his way in and will be with us in about 5 minutes.
Nobody's got the time of day it takes for loving you. Nobody's got as bad as me. Just look at me, I'm grinning like a fool. I tried talking to my hopeless heart. She never listens to me. She's somewhere high above the moon. It's mine, what's the matter with all my might? I can't get nothing right when I'm too busy dancing to your
Gina Furtado project at the Saturday Light Brigade and dancing to your tune. We woke up to a dead car battery this morning. Fortunately, we were able to get going. But it got me thinking, I'll bet a lot of people are finding themselves buying car batteries this time of year. It's finally the, I'm not sure if ours needs to be replaced or not. We shall find out when we try to lease today. Could be the alternator or another part of the electrical system, but if you've had to replace a battery or jump-started your car recently, you're not alone. Gary was able to solve our high clue puzzle playing along on Facebook. We were looking for an arrow. Thank you for playing along, Gary. As always, good to have you with us. The Sound Hound seems to be in the neighborhood. There he is, and he'll be coming up shortly.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Guess what? The deadline to become a youth ambassador has been extended. You can be a Remake Learning Day's youth ambassador. There's a wait list if you are in Allegheny County, but if you are a high school student in any of Pennsylvania's other counties, you can learn more about how you can be a youth ambassador during Remake Learning Days in May. We'll give you all the training you need, and you can earn up to $250. Learn more at slbradio.org/news. Why, there he is. The Sound Hound is here, ready to, okay. Let me get it now. I got it. Woo. Little frozen drool there. We'll see if we can help him. Here is this weak sound. Any ideas for 1-2-200-5975? Once again. We would love to hear from you if you think you know the correct answer or would like to take a guess.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Good luck from the Sound Hound and from us here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Lorene Sullivan and Frank Sullivan with Wayfaring Stranger. And that's Frank's late mother singing on that. The album is called Family, Friends, and Heroes, out on Compass Records in 2016. I don't think we've had a correct answer as of yet, and it's probably because our puzzle is very open-ended. We will play for you now a slightly longer clue. That may or may not help. Don't feel too much pressure as you work on this. We'll see if you're able to come up with the correct answer. Richard thought it might be an accordion pump. It is some kind of pump. Richard is out in Robinson. Linda and Collier thinks it could be inflating a football or a tire. Angie and Mars just came up with the correct answer. I'm not surprised. Pudge says my Sweetums says it's an air pump. And you don't want to know what I think it is, writes Pudge. Ralph thinks it could be a saw. Donna, both in Crabtree, thinks it's blowing up a balloon with an air pumper. Stu thinks it's a tire pump. Aline says it sounds like an air pump, and it does. It is a specialized kind of pump. Off the cuff, it could be hard to come up with this answer. But if you try not to think too hard and put yourself under pressure, you might be able to get it. Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville, good morning. She also guessed a tire pump, and Tommy thought it could be a pre-aerosol hand-pumped insect sprayer or garden sprayer. That is similar to what Larry thought it might be. Caden thought it was inflating a ball, and I mentioned to Caden's mom, Annie, it does sound like that. This particular device and sound would almost always be heard inside rather than outside. John in Economy thought it could be planing wood. And a pepper grinder from Kathy and Taya Nesta. And that gets us up to date with guesses that have come in so far at 412-200-5975. A lot of calls are suddenly coming in. And as soon as Ricky's finished answering some of them, I'll let you know what some of our latest guesses have been. John in Economy Borough got it correct and even named it in all its glory. Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia, also just got it. Jim in Crafton Heights guessed a foot pump. Not that. Jim also mentioned he's getting lightheaded just listening to the sound hound. Could it be blowing up a raft or an air mattress? Not that. It's not inflating a balloon. Good morning to Barb in Oakmont. It's not a bicycle tire pump. John in Economy mentioned that. Not a basketball pump. Hello to Nicole by way of Sophia in Slippery Rock. It's not a bicycle pump. Tommy thought it could be that too. Tom and McCandless just got it correctly. Jaylene, good morning. Jaylene and Mike are listening and they missed the sound. Here it is again. Remember this sound is almost always heard indoors. And also you're advised not to put yourself under too much pressure as you hear it. And the best way of answering might be to not think too hard. Just see if you've got an off-the-cuff guess. Here's Fred in Crescent with the correct answer. Dust Bowl Jack thought it might be a balloon inflating. Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville got it correct. And I think we have Jess here. Jess had lots of guesses. This one was tough. Hi, Jess. Oh, it's not Jess. Hang on. And oh, it's Charlie. No, it's Carla. Now I've got it. Sorry, Carla.
How you doing today? I don't think I've ever been called Jeff or Charlie.
Yeah, it's me. It's my not reading correctly. But now
you almost got it right with Charlie, because that's a male, one of the male variants. Carla's one of the female variants of Charlie's.
I just wasn't reading my. I have these little cue cards that I'm supposed to read, but in any event, I'm glad we identified you. Usually, if somebody has an identity complex, it's from within, not from the person trying to identify them. You figured this out. What did you
But my hardest problem that, you know, it would have caused this machine to go nuts because my hardest thing was getting through this morning.
It lines for
so anyhow, busy. It is, I don't know if I can pronounce this, the sphygmomanometer, blood pressure cup.
Yes, the blood pressure cup. We guess this is
blood pressure machines, you know.
A spray can, a shower hose, Jim, just guessed. A lot of guesses. Coming in on this, but sphygmomanometer.
Yes, sphygmomanometer. I can never say that word. I should know that because I'm a linguist. I should be able to take that apart, but it just doesn't fall on the right stresses or something.
Well, manometer is something that measures pressure, and I don't know what the root of sphygmo, I would imagine, has to do with blood.
I don't know. I'll try to find out for you.
Let's see.
It's
from the Greek sphygmos, meaning pulse, throb, or beat. So,
okay.
That's
all Greek to me.
What it is? Well, that's the answer. It's a blood pressure cuff, and that's a tough one without a little bit of a hint.
Yeah, mine doesn't sound like that because I have a talking one, and they're automatic because I couldn't read, you know, a mechanical one. So you just hear the machine going, and then it talks to me, you know.
Yeah, so a lot of
instructions, a cup placement and all that because, you know, since I can't see, I can't read the regular one. You know?
Yeah, a lot of technology has gone into blood pressure measurements some of them, you know, they inflate. They know just when to inflate and just how to stop. You don't need to put anything into it whatsoever in terms of your own thought. But, you know, doctors and nurses seem to have a really good way of doing it, and I probably would find them more reliable.
Yes, and they've always told me that actually the mechanical ones are more reliable because sometimes the electronic ones are a little more sensitive than they need to be. But it's what I'm stuck with because I haven't figured out how to count my pulse and all that. I can barely feel my pulse. And I have to take it quite regularly because, you know, my heart condition and taking, you know, doing my exercises and my irregular heartbeats. So I keep a log and then I just have to go with relative numbers because it may be a little bit sensitive.
That's a good way to do it. It's hard to do it on yourself, too.
It is.
So, well, a charge to you, and I hope you have a good weekend. I'm glad you got this, and it's good to talk to you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's good to talk to you, too. Getting through is what was bringing my blood pressure up.
Well, we got a little busy. Gail in Stanton Heights also had the correct answer, as did Jim in Crafton Heights. Good morning to Mike in Huntsville and Shailene also in Huntsville. John and Carrick. Oh, Mike got it, by the way. Mike came up with the blood pressure cuff, as did Jesse in Point Breeze listening with Amy. Patrick of Stanton Heights came up with it, and so did Kevin. He said, I know it now. It's the blood pressure cuff. Linda thought it could be spray painting. And Larry said he once had a camp stove. And the primer sounded just like that. Kathy and Jack and Tyanessa knew the blood pressure cuff, as did Tom and McCandless. Congratulations, if you knew. That was the sound we were looking for. A charge to you for identifying it. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes.
Take the day I met you. My heart turned to flip as I stood next to you.
And I knew right there I never could forget you. You are my every dream come true. My heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel trembling in my knees just to know you're mine till the end of time makes my heart skip a beat.
My life without a warning turned my cloudy skies from gray to blue.
You're my sunshine that comes up every morning. You are my every dream come true. My heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees just to know you're mine until the end of time makes my heart skip a beat.
Lynn Morris Band and My Heart Skips a Beat. And any time I hear the word sphygmomanometer, it makes me think of this song. Sphygmomanometer. Manometer. Sphygmomanometer. Bonnie on Observatory Hill got it. Sphygmo. 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 Big finish. Saturday Light Brigade charge. If you came up with sphygmomanometer or blood pressure device was just fine. A lot of correct answers after a few hints. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Heart of my heart, I love that melody. Heart of my heart, brings back a memory. When we were kids on the corner of the street, we were rough and ready guys, but oh how we could harmonize. Heart of my heart, man, friends were dearer then. Too bad we had to part. I know a tear would glisten if once more I could listen to that gang that sang Heart of my heart.
Light Brigade, and there you've got Southern Jazz with Heart of My Heart. What a busy morning it's been, and what a nice time it's been to wake up together on a Saturday with you. Congratulations again if you identified the Sphygmo Manometer as our Sound Hound puzzle. We would have accepted blood pressure cuff or blood pressure pump. The whole device is what we were looking for if you came up with the correct answer. Well done. That's a distinctive sound.
Communitopia joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Communitopia's 6th annual Youth Climate Action Summit takes place on March 21st at Museum Lab, located on Pittsburgh's historic North Side. This youth-led summit features speakers, breakout sessions, games, and creates a space for environmentally conscious community building. More information on the 6th annual Youth Climate Action Summit is available at communitopiapgh.org. That's communitopiapgh.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
A little touch of Pittsburgh with Westinghouse High School's Ahmad Jamal. This track from 1958. Alert listeners noted that the SoundHound was not fed this morning. That's now been corrected. And here is your next chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's our Afterthoughts puzzle. We're looking for one word that naturally comes after green, bowl, and long. Green, bowl, and long. One word naturally follows after those three. Any ideas what that word might be? We'd love to hear from you. You can join us on or off the air, and it's easy to do so.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Once again, we are looking for the one word that follows green, bowl, and long. Join us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. And coming up now, some music featuring the voice of Dan Hicks. The group is called Hot Club Sandwich.
There's that sound. Your eyes are blue, your kisses too. I never knew what they could do. Can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love. I can't believe that you're in love with me. No, no, no. Ja do 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 day. Ba do le di da do le di le di do. Da do e do shat coo loo be oo be day scoo na bum zoo be. Ba do loo loo le it. Do le it. Do le it. Do le it. Little loo.
Club Sandwich featuring the voice of Dan Hicks on this morning's Saturday Light Brigade. I'm just telling Kevin that he got the correct answer, and a lot of correct answers have come in, but a few folks are still stumped by our afterthoughts puzzle. We're looking for the word that follows green, bull, B-U-L-L, and long. We could add matter or French as additional words. And we have some suggestions that came in that I'll pass along to you. Good morning to Mike and Mars. He came up with the correct answer. Jim in Crafton Heights suggests adding fog. And hello to Linda, representing the dynamic duo. She got the correct answer. Mike in Alabama had a guess of house. Karen in Kaiser, West Virginia, has the correct answer. Oh, Tom in McCandless has a good additional clue. He thought fog would be good, but he also added saddle. Saddle. That's a great clue. And Tommy in Virginia suggested matter. and French, among others. Kevin in Allegheny Township got the correct answer. Patrick in Stanton Heights got it. So did John and Addie in East Deer. Gail in Stanton Heights. And James in Fryeburg. You can phone us, by the way, at 412-200-5975 to join us on the radio, or 1-888-752-7234. Jesse and Amy in Point Breeze, we have the correct answer from them. Yeah, it is bull. B-U-L-L is that word I gave, making sure you heard it correctly. Helene in Maine got it. So did John in Carrick. And Mike in Alabama just got it. Very good. Charlie suggested cape as a clue. That's a great clue. And a correct answer from Bill in Luciusboro. Glad you're able to hear us this morning, Bill. And I am checking. Facebook now. And the correct answer from Jim and Jess by way of Facebook. The word we were looking for, horn, greenhorn, bullhorn, longhorn, matterhorn, French horn, saddle horn. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with the word horn. Last week around this time, we got to talking about Saturday Light Brigade favorites from our nearly 50 years spending Saturday mornings together, all the way since 1978. And this one did not come up, but as I was thinking of some unusual Valentine's Day songs, it came to mind earlier this week. And I suspect you'll remember it. It has always been a very popular Saturday Light Brigade song.
If I were a moose and you were a cow, would you love me anyhow? Would you introduce me to your folks? Would you tell your friends no moose jokes? If I were a moose and you were a cow, would you invite me to your club and risk a cruel bovine snub? Would you lead me down the receiving line and boldly boast this moose is mine? Would your parents watch us graze, shake their heads, it's just a phase? Would they thank the stars above, their precious heifers found her love? Would your grandparents change their will? They'd really expected a Holstein bull. For this we toil before the plow. You bring home someone who's not even a cow. There's lots of proper stock around, like that nice young Guernsey at Farmer Brown's, or that last one we ridiculed and cursed. On second thought, you could do worse. But if you think this thing will last, could he learn to moo and eat our grass? Shed his antlers in the dirt. Could you persuade him to convert? If our anatomies did not quite fit, would you make the best of it? Would you nuzzle up so near and hum sweet cow tunes in my ear? Or would you sadly break it off? And all the hillside sneered and scoffed. You know those moose are all the same. They're lazy, they're stupid, they come from Maine. It's true, things slip a moose's mind that cows remember all the time. Bulbous nose and knobby knees, a coat that harbors ticks and fleas. But a moose can be a handy thing when hungry wolves come visiting. In icy gusts of winter storm, our fur is deep and dry and warm. And someday should your milk run dry and farmers stare with baleful eye, in dead of night I'd slip your noose and lead you home to the land of moose. If I were a moose and you were a cow, if hunters came to do me harm, would you hide me in the barn? Would all the herd come on the run and glare until they drop their guns? Might you permit a goodnight kiss? Could you learn to love wet moose lips? If I were a moose and you were a cow, if you were a cow and I were a moose.
Fred Small with a love song that's based on a true story of a cow and a moose hanging out together. It became a song as well as a book that accompanies it, If I Were a Moose, from Fred Small. It's birthday time now at the Saturday Light Brigade. Perhaps somebody sent your birthday in. We're going to find out in just a moment. Happy birthday today, Valentine's Day, to Adrienne of Scott Township from Mom and Dad, Julia of Shadyside from Mom and Dad, and Kayla, Anna of Bridgeville, Adam and Warren, twins of Pittsburgh, and Jane of Squirrel Hill. Happy birthday, Jane, from your friends at SLB. On the 15th, we have Max of Souderton, Pennsylvania, from your parents. Brock of Youngstown, from your family and extended family. And Gracie from Mom and Dad and Graham and Sam. On the 16th, we have Michael of Bradford Woods from Maria, David and Lisa. Isaac of Katanning from Chloe, Abby, Trent, and family. Julian of Blackridge. Jim of Greensburg from Peggy and Emma. Julian, by the way, his greetings are from Mom and Dad. And on the 16th, we have John from Robert and Rita. On the 17th, Linda of Monroeville from Leonard. Abigail of Brentwood from Mom and Dad. David from wife Kathy. and Julia, Peter, Andrew, and Maria. Billy of Allison Park from Karen and Rachel. Lily from Mom Christy and Dad Dan of Latrobe. Also on the 17th, we have Sarah of Manesson from Dad Steve and sisters Chelsea and Melissa. Josh from Dad Joe. And then on the 18th of February, we begin with Ed and Cheswick from wife Lorraine, Beth Ann, Brian, Janine, Julie, and the whole family. Colin from Mom, Dad, and your grandparents. And it says here that February 18th is the anniversary of Coco being part of Jim and Nicolette's family in Crafton Heights. Happy Coco-versary. On the 19th, we have Rose of Allison Park from Mom and Dad and Audrey. Fred of Crescent from son Fred and wife Shirley. John of O'Hara from Mom, Amy and Dad Mike, Stacy from daughter Erica, and Jonathan of the South Side. Also on February 19th, Karen of Plano, Texas, from husband Scott and kids Adam, Allison, and Aaron, and the rest of the Reckless family. Tyler of Lawrenceville, also on the 19th. And on the 20th, we have Tiffany of Westview from Dwayne, Gabriel, and Zoe. Elizabeth from sister Chelsea and Dad and your friends in Mars. Kirk and Kyle, twins. And finally, Samuel from Teresa and the whole family. We'd love to help you celebrate the day of or the day before or the day before the day of. Here, Ben will explain it all.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Ben said it just right. We'll celebrate it the Saturday of or the Saturday before it occurs. And if you include the person's official postal address, we will make sure a uniformed agent hand delivers a Saturday Light Brigade birthday card right to their door. Pete writes us, Peter of Stewart writes, asking us to wish a happy birthday to Debbie. Her birthday is tomorrow. Thank you for that addition, Pete. Great to hear from you. We will play Guess Who coming up in a few moments. Also on our next hour, a special game for the Year of the Horse, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT, Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, Ohio, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams, Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find links to our own player, plus tune in, simple radio, stream a radio garden, and our unique listen by phone service at 631-359-8728.